Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you. You see the Epic Mickey 2 bombs?
Yeah.
Is that in your news? Are we going to talk about that?
No.
Oh. So, say something about that right now. Whoops.
I wish they'd make better games with this amazing idea they have.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 17th, 2013. This is Mike Menotti. I'm joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
So what's going on this week, AJ? You know better than I do. Well, we got news.
All kind of news.
Just news. Our week in gaming and releases. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to it then.
Let's continue. Actually, we were talking about the intro. Yeah. Now you got me going. So that Mickey 2 didn't do so good.
Yeah, apparently it sold like, what, how much?
Like not two, like 200 some thousand.
That's not very good.
It's less than the Wii exclusive original sold.
Oh, exclusive original, so like 1.3 million or something, which is good.
Yeah, well, again, it's an incredible concept, but they're making bad games with it.
Remember how excited we were for like Epic One?
We saw concept art. We saw the idea. The game is a subpar platformer. I don't care what Warm Spectre says. It's not a platformer. It's a subpar platformer. And now it's a subpar co-op game where you have the most
It might just be a co-op bad co-op game.
Puzzles.
It might not even be subpar. It might just be a bad
co-op
game.
Yeah, it's like,
game.
Oh, this door won't open, but there's two buttons. I don't know. What do we do?
Yeah,
it's just, why did they do this?
It's weird because it seemed like it should have been good, right? Like, the idea sounds so good. Like, oh, Warren Spector's making it. He's, like, really excited about it. It was his passion project, right?
Right.
And there's, like, 700 people working on the game. What happened?
I don't know why they felt they had to make a game for babies.
Why couldn't they make
But that's the thing.
Why couldn't they make the game better?
But we know for a fact that this 4-year-old kid or mom babysits can't beat the game because it's too complicated for him. It's like, there's all these, like, hubs and weird travel points. But then when you're actually, like, playing point A to B, it's just dumb.
You should look at like Mario Galaxy 2, because Mario Galaxy 2 doesn't have like it's somehow more complicated and less complicated, because at no point does like somebody really have to tell you how to play Mario Galaxy 2, but there aren't a million subsystems that like just muddle things. It's a mess. It's
like
sad.
I want them to keep making, because I want them to do it right.
I don't know,
but it's not looking good right now. No. That's how many it sold.
God. All right. What's your first real news item?
This is just real quick. So, the long-awaited Sonic the Hedgehog live-action fan film has come out.
I didn't watch this.
Boy, don't.
You are not a fan?
Well,
the guys who did that Mega Man one.
Yeah, and I kind of liked the Mega Man one. I mean, the effects weren't great, but it was, like, good enough. The story was okay. The guy who played Dr. Light was really good. So, in this, the guy who plays Robotnik is good. But, like, okay, the effects are terrible. Let's just get that out of the way.
No, it's a fan-made thing.
But, like, not even, like Sonic looking weird. Like, you know, like, they try to do, like, shaky camera stuff, but then, like, they have Sonic walking on the ground, and he's just not on the ground. Like, he's moving to the left a little, the ground's going to the right. Like, and that's not that hard to do. It's really not, if you plan for it. You shoot it on a tripod, you shake it in post. It's easy. Anyway, just the script is bad. It's like... First of all, it doesn't end. I guess this was a spec film.
Yeah.
So, it's like all about Robotnik's rise to power and how he creates this like system of fear, and I guess all the justification for all the like talking animals was they all lived in South Island and Robotnik just blew it up.
Yeah.
Assuming that he killed them all.
Nice.
But, you know, Sonic, and you find out at the end, Knuckles is alive too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. But like Sonic's all of his dialogue is catchphrases. He never actually says anything.
And it's Jaleel White doing Sonic again, right?
He sounds bad at it. Like, I don't know if he just can't do it anymore, or if he didn't try very hard. But yeah, I mean, like, Sonic's just, like just doing random shit, but he's just, like, randomly shouting, way past cool! Like,
yeah.
I can forgive the technical shortcomings, but it's just a bad script.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, it's a fan film, whatever.
Yeah.
I was never going to watch it anyway. I always hate these fan films, to be honest. I never enjoy them.
There's a pretty funny one that came out this week. It was like when Gordon met Chell.
Even stuff like that. I just didn't
take itself seriously.
I know. I just don't like that stuff. I don't know why.
Speaking of Half-Life, I didn't even know this. Apparently people did that there was going to be a Half-Life 2 Episode 4 made by the guys who made Dishonored.
I never heard about this.
Right. It's supposed to be called Return to Ravenholm. And I guess they scrapped it.
Probably because Episode 3 was ever going to happen. Also, why would there be an Episode 4 not made by Valve? I don't get this.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either. Basically, they like the guys from Volition. Is that the company?
Arcane.
What did they do
before Dishonored?
Stuff.
Well, because, I mean, honestly, obviously they did Dishonored after.
They did the Might and Magic game in the Source Engine. Probably how they got to know them. They worked in the Source Engine.
But that game was a disappointment.
Yeah.
No one liked it.
But, like... I think it was supposed to be chronologically wrong, too. Like, it wasn't going to take place after Episode 3 or anything.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah, like, it was supposed to be in Ravenholm. Part of why they canceled is because, like, all the zombies and headcrabs and everything had been played out by that point.
Well, I mean, Ravenholm's cool as, like, a chapter in the game, but I don't know if I want to do a whole thing in Ravenholm. Right,
and then, like, there was some meter that might have had something to do with being infected, and I don't know. Probably for the best.
Yeah, sure.
So... a while ago, people were upset that Star Wars The Old Republic didn't have any gay or lesbian romance options as other BioWare games have had. BioWare said, oh, yeah, we'll totally do that. So the Hutt Cartel, or the Rise of the Hutt Cartel expansion pack is coming. Basically, all the gay characters are going to be on their own planet called Mekev.
The gay planet.
Boy, who thought this was a good idea?
God.
Oh, yeah, we're going to section off all the gays.
They have their own gay planet.
But it's not like everyone on the planet's gay. It's just like,
I like to imagine that's what it is. That's what I like to imagine.
I heard that place is fabulous.
They're just all really well-dressed. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean...
what a terrible idea.
You know, and they're like, oh, yeah, I mean, we want to make, like, the companions to have same-gender relationships, but it turns out that's hard. It takes a lot of work.
Too hard. And we don't want to spend money on this game board because no one's playing it.
Yeah.
So here's an expansion with some dungeons and a gay planet. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Buy it online.
Use your cartel coins.
Hey, don't forget to upgrade to premium.
Yeah.
Maybe when you upgrade to premium, like, more gay planets will unlock.
Game.
Yeah. Man, what a mess.
It shouldn't be this big a mess.
It's a giant mess.
I know.
Like, the biggest MMO mess.
It was so many bad decisions made by the high-level executives and designers. I mean, I feel bad for the guy who, like, modeled stuff in that game, because the models look good.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
Yeah,
good for that guy.
Yeah.
Golden star.
He did a good job modeling the guy. mess.
Speaking of someone, bad ideas and models. So, the special edition of Dead Rising Riptide is going to come with a disembodied torso of a girl in a bikini.
Probably not anymore. Although,
they've apologized. Said they won't do it again in the future.
No.
But never said, we're not doing this one.
I don't know.
Because they already made them.
I feel like everyone's making way too big a deal out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's done in bad taste, but again, I also think it's not the end of the world.
It's stupid, but I don't think we should have the right to tell them they can't do it,
yeah.
Which a lot of people are. A lot of people are trying to say, and it's a lot of the... I always feel uncomfortable trying to talk about the rising feminism going on in gaming, because it's something like you also want to talk about, because no good will come of it to you personally.
Right.
Because if you disagree with them, you're labeled as... You can come off as poorly. But I do get annoyed when I see people like Jen Frank, who I like a lot, and she wrote this article, but, you know, just about how this is terrible, 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 and how it's objectifying women, and I just think it's taking it too seriously. I mean, it's definitely stupid. Is it sexualized? Yes. It's obviously a torso of nothing but tits and a waist, but... I don't know.
Blood.
Well, here's my thing. Why is it bad then? Are you saying it's bad because it'll make people objectify women and it'll you know make people become what, rapists or something? Well, then how can you fight against the argument that video games turn people into murderers or desensitize them to violence?
Right.
It's the same thing. You can't have both. I mean, that's kind of always the problem with like the whole like we don't like the sexism in gaming things. Yes, the games are sexist, and some that should be cut back. And to be honest, it's happening anyways,
mm-hmm.
just because it's kind of going out of vogue, and there are a lot more female gamers. But I don't like it when they try to take up this position of just acting incredibly offended by it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And just like, not even being offended, but saying that this is terrible for society. Because I was like, it annoys me the same way as like the violent stuff. And to be honest, I do think that games are too violent. And I think that they are going to become less violent, sort of slowly and naturally like everything else. I don't know.
I'm a fan of economics. You don't like it, don't buy it. And also, they won't make more of them.
Yeah, also, Dead Island's stupid anyways. I mean, the whole game is disembodied torsos. No one's saying anything about the game.
Yeah.
It's freaking Dead Island. Look, are we supposed to be squeamish because it doesn't have any limbs? That's what this whole zombie craze is about. I assume there's a lot of limbless things. Mm-hmm. I don't like zombies. You guys like zombies. Apparently you guys like this shit. I don't know. I just don't think it's worth this giant fuss. I get disappointed in this guy. I remember when I was little, I'd be like, it's going to be great when, like, our generation grows up because we're not so sensitive and everything's not going to be so PC. And then we grew up and a lot of us became prude somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us became oversensitive to things. And it's like the same thing with the Big Bang Theory, man. People are so upset at the Big Bang Theory. They see it as some sort of attack on nerd culture. Calm the fuck down. It's a sitcom. They're like, oh my god, we're laughing at the characters, not with them. Like, no shit, you ever watch Seinfeld? Nobody was laughing with George. You think New Yorkers were like, this show's negative to New Yorkers because we're laughing at these characters. These characters are bad people. No one cares. It's a sitcom. It's about cheap laughs, yeah.
I don't like it because the blonde girl doesn't understand and laughs at the characters because they make jokes about video games. Oh, boo-hoo.
Run, boo-hoo. Go make a Facebook status update. God.
Well, now that we have no listeners anymore.
Well, I know, because there's a lot of my friends who feel this way. I'm sorry, guys. I don't hate you, but Big Bang Theory, whatever. Pick other battles. And like again, there's like a King of Nerds, and it's a reality show. And yeah, it looks stupid, but who cares?
Just don't watch it.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Just whatever.
All right, let's talk about CD Projekt. First of all, did you see the Cyberpunk 2077 trailer?
But okay. I didn't. I don't know. Well, I have no comment.
It's pre-rendered, but, you know.
Then who cares?
Gets you excited for the setting. Well, you know what's funny? It's based off a pen and paper RPG.
Mm-hmm.
The pen and paper RPG is Cyberpunk 2020. But I think they were like, clearly this is not going to happen in 7 years, so let's bump it back to 2077.
Yeah, like, well, whatever. But, then supposedly they're working on The Witcher 3.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They kind of tease that. So, hooray. All right, I'm sure everyone's dying to hear our opinions on this. Disney Infinity announced. Basically, Disney Skylanders?
Well, basically, not quite. It's basically that toy box mode from that Toy Story 3 game, but with, like, multiple characters.
Same studio.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks all right. It could be fun.
Well, the one thing I don't like, when you're playing, like, there's, like, the toy box mode in the game where you just fuck around with everything.
Yeah.
But, like, let's say you want to play, like, the design level in Pirates of the Caribbean.
You have to be a Pirates of the Caribbean character, don't you?
Yeah, why can't I be, like, Mr. Incredible in Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's really weird.
That feels like the whole point.
Right. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't get that design decision.
That's kind of what's bothering me.
Yeah, that's the one thing I really don't like about this.
I don't know. And to be honest, it kind of reeks of that Disney Universe game that everybody already forgot about. But they kind of tried this with that, just except without, like, the Skylanders kind of toy. But it was, like, the whole thing. Well, it's very similar. The whole idea was, like, oh, multiplayer Disney crossovers.
No, did you play that demo?
I played at E3.
I didn't even get that from it. It was like, there's some references to Disney stuff.
I mean,
kinda.
It's definitely cheap, but I mean.
Yeah. I mean, at least this feels like they're going more all out with it.
Yeah, but it's the same idea, and they already didn't get it right, so I'm not going to get that excited about
what
it.
What I find weird is, comparatively speaking, it's more expensive than Skylanders. Like, a normal Skylander figurine's $8, and these are, like, 13.
Jeez. That's weird. I don't know why you want to price yourself out of the competition like that immediately.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, oh, we're Disney, but Skylanders is kind of a big deal right now.
Yeah, is this going to be a thing where it's like, we're going to get a lot of these all of a sudden? Like, every major franchise is going to have one of these, like, portals and the
action figures? Well, that's a weird thing, too. Of all the franchises shown, the only thing that was a Disney feature animation character was Wreck-It Ralph briefly appeared at the end of the trailer.
A lot of Pixar. Like, and, like, again, it's like, oh, this is going to be a marketing tool. Because you see, like, it's Monsters University, which isn't even out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, sweet. And Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of Pixar again.
Like, I don't think I'm gonna get to play as Pongo and Perdita. You know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not doing like that kind of stuff.
Sometimes the oversaturation of the Pixar stuff is getting a little. I understand because they're like definitely their biggest hits in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But still, all right. Next.
Did you see this new Final Fantasy game for iPhone?
I just said it was terrible and not to buy it.
Awful.
It looks kind. It looks neat actually. No,
okay.
Isn't,
so you know what? It's called Final Fantasy All the Bravest ATB.
Yeah.
This is how it works.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's weird though, because it's not the active time battle system.
So you have a party of up to 40 characters. All it is they all have their own little meter, and once it's full, you're supposed to tap that character, and then they just do an attack. I don't think you have to tap. I think literally just dragging your finger around the screen works.
Yeah, it does.
So all you're doing is just mushing the screen and then just watching pixels
and there's all these classes, but they all do the same thing and just attack.
Yeah.
Like the white mage
doesn't
heal
anybody. There's no strategy. There's not like, oh, this guy's meter's full, I'm going to save him.
And like the whole point's like, oh, if the character dies, pay a dollar to revive him early.
Really?
Yeah. And like stuff like that.
Oh, God.
So people are not impressed with this. It's a shame because like when the teaser was happening, people were like, oh, is it Final Fantasy V? Is it Final Fantasy VI?
Why the fuck don't they do that?
I don't know why, because they were really gung-ho about re-releasing all the goddamn Final Fantasies. And
it's like, oh, we did 3, we did 4. Yeah, we're done. Like, wait, 5 and 6 are the ones we wanted.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people apparently like, I don't get 4.
Well, it's fine, but
4 is cute,
but just put the freaking GBA ROM on the iPhone. People will buy it.
Honestly. Yeah, those GBA ROMs were amazing. Those were the best, I don't want to call them ROMs, but the versions. Those were the best ones by far. Those are awesome, because they had, like, the better translations, and they added some new content and stuff. The Final Fantasy V one even had new jobs, but
I don't get it. I don't know who's running Square Enix right now.
Yeah, they're a mess.
Well, let's talk about them some more, shall we?
Oh God.
So they explain why Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13 isn't called Final Fantasy 13-3.
I bet it's a dumb reason.
Well, you see, Final Fantasy 13-2 sold half as many copies of the original, and their fear is that because people felt like they had to play the first game to play the second
one. Well, they did, probably.
Right. Now, first of all, do you think that goes away now just because they changed the name? No.
It's still a sequel. And they're not fooling anybody.
But, Mike, they expect this game to sell better than the previous two.
Why?
Do you really think this is going to sell more than Final Fantasy 13?
No. Why would they expect that?
That's...
Unless it somehow is actually amazing and there's a critical, like... If they, I mean,
like
there's
a brouhaha
like,
for
it? Yeah, there's an immense critical reception to it, which I don't see happening.
Yeah, they're like, oh, there's stuff for returning fans, and we welcome new fans jumping in for the first time. Like, who the fuck's going to be like, oh, there's been 2 of these, and they're both 80-hour games. I think I'll just start with the third one.
I always hate when people, I always hate that company, like, oh, this is a great place to jump into the series. It's never a great place to jump into the series. Unless you're like Pokemon, and each game stands on its own. It's
well,
like
that's
so
why they did Final Fantasy, because everyone stood on its own.
Yeah.
You have to play the other
that's
one.
That's true. That's right, because this franchise is literally that. Just go fucking make Final Fantasy 15. Who cares?
Yeah, why are they... Ugh.
Who cares?
Ugh.
Make Final Fantasy 15. Make it better than 13. And then you'll save your franchise and make money. And probably spend as much time as effort. Also, where's Final Fantasy versus 13? Oops, fuck that. God, you guys. You're I mean, what's going to happen? Because at some point, these bad decisions are going to lead to, like, bankruptcy or something. Right?
Yeah.
Like, at what point can they be like, well... Dragon Quest isn't going to help us anymore because we made Dragon Quest X online, and that's not doing that great. And that was dumb, too. Final Fantasy 14, we're remaking that. I was reading an article again, and like somebody's like, you know, why are they like remaking Final Fantasy 14 from scratch? Because even if it's a good game, it's already like...
Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, it's already... The name is dirty, you know?
Yeah, they should call it Final Fantasy 15 almost.
Why do they fucking make these MMOs?
Because Warcraft makes a lot of money.
Japan should never make MMOs.
I just want to point out, Mike, real quick aside, can you think of a single MMO that came out in 2012 that still has its subscription?
Well, Guild Wars 2 didn't even launch with one.
Secret Worlds is gone. Terrors is going away next month. SWTOR is gone. But Final Fantasy 14 is going to have a subscription because they promised their fans it would.
Yeah, that's just their dumb reason. Ugh.
Oh, that game is doomed. I don't care what they did to it. It's not gonna work.
It's gonna be
too late.
It's gonna be interesting to see Elder Scrolls Online.
I still think it's gonna come out either free to play or at least the Guild Wars 2 model. It has to.
It won't.
If it doesn't, I will be very shocked.
It won't. All right. What's next?
So apparently, Apple doesn't think much of the whole video games as art thing.
Mm-hmm.
They basically said, if you want to write a book about, like, war, go ahead, but don't make an app about it, because we won't approve it, because apps are different.
This is in the, like, the, some sort of text. Apparently some people think Steve Jobs himself wrote it. I mean, I understand why they're saying these things, because, first off, yeah, there is that perception that games can't be as smart as books, and, you know, publicly, like, an idea, and any idea can be expressed in a book. You can do fucking 50 Shades of Grey, and it's socially acceptable. If there was a 50 Shades of Grey, the game, it would be the biggest morality crisis of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a book, and it's like, oh,
I'll read it on the bus.
Honestly, yeah, I don't get that at all.
I mean, it is. It's porn.
Yeah, I know.
It's porn.
But if, heaven forbid, somebody played like a Japanese visual novel on like the bus on like their 3DS or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's dumb, obviously. But hey, what are you gonna do? That again. I know people don't like when it's like, you know, you kind of have to let time sort of heal these things,
because
mm-hmm. that's what will happen. But,
yeah,
but it is. Unless we keep beginning to act more and more like the previous generation, and decide we're going to get outraged and morally superior about everything. Next,
Sony and Kevin Butler have settled.
What is the settlement exactly?
Basically, they've agreed he's not allowed to be in any commercials for anything relating to a video game for 2 years. And then even after that, if he's going to be in something, he has to run it by Sony to make sure they're cool with it.
Is he going
to
be Kevin Butler still?
No, they've killed Kevin Butler. Kevin Butler's done.
Aw.
I know, that was the worst thing they could have done. That was literally, I think in the history of the PlayStation, the only successful advertising campaign they've had.
Yeah.
That you didn't see the ad and immediately go, that was fucking dumb.
Right. Well, the Michael one was all right. It was good, I mean. It was good.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give
Although
you that.
The PlayStation All-Stars ad, which was like kind of like a
like
sequel.
Like kind of the Michael? Yeah, that was awful.
Bad. It was stupid. Kratos didn't look real. Yeah. Next. Is that it?
Speaking of PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, they put out trailers for Kat and Emmett.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Do we have a date for these?
Soon. Yeah, there is a date. I forget what it is. For the first 2 weeks, free.
I want to get these characters. Especially Kat.
I think you'll be excited. Pretty cool. Finally. So, January 31st, Sonic and All-Star Racing Transform comes to the PC. Not content to be the best kart racer in consoles, they are launching with 3 exclusive PC-only characters.
Oh, really?
One is Manager Man from Football Manager. So his car, like, as it transforms, it turns into a soccer ball.
That's silly.
There's a assassin from Shogun Total War,
mm-hmm.
who's like, you know, Japanese guy. And then there's the Team Fortress 2 character.
Whoa.
Not only does the vehicle shift, but it changes characters. So when it's a boat, it's the heavy. When it's a cart, it's the pyro. And when it's a plane, it's the spy.
That's cool.
It's awesome. I know, like, almost want to get it on PC now.
That's really neat.
It's only $30.
It's awesome how many... There's always a Team Fortress 2 crossover with every PC thing, you notice? It's
well, because they all come out on Steam.
Yeah. It's like Team Fortress 2 is the Steam mascot.
Yeah. No, nice. Because usually it goes the other way, and, like, I'm surprised there's not going to be, like, a Sonic the Hedgehog hat I could get for Demo Man or something. There may yet be. Who knows?
All right, is that it?
That's it.
Okay. So this week, I mean, I was playing a lot more Ratchet and Clank, which has still been a lot of fun. Just the first, I'm still on the first one. It's surprisingly long.
Cool.
I'm playing a game I don't think I can talk about. You
played Earth Defense Force.
That's true. I forgot that I did that this entire week because I reviewed Earth Defense Force 2070. I think that's another one. 2077.
2117, I thought.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. Some stupid game. Portable. And I never actually played these games before, but they're like, we want someone to...
Like, it's the closest thing anyone's ever been able to come up with a B-movie
game. That's what I said in my review. It's incredibly stupid. I mean,
but it's at least playable.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's incredibly stupid, but it's fun. Like, yeah, the whole thing is like, giant bugs attack the cities, gotta stop them with guns, and you do, and like people are standing there and go, oh no, and you know, it's like watching a Godzilla movie from like the 60s, you know,
where like the monster was, they just like zoomed in really close on an ant, but like on
you could practically see the zipper, you know, the metaphorical zipper. But like, yeah, I mean, like the whole thing is like there's these bite-sized missions. Like, I'm surprised this was not originally a portable game because it really plays well as one. Because there's all these little missions, and most of them take place in like a city, and it's like, it's basically like waves of bugs, and you have to destroy them. And like the silly thing is like you like The whole point of the game really is that, like, they drop loot, like weapons and stuff. Uh-huh. And if you play on harder difficulties, you get better weapons. So, like, you want to, like, kind of find an easy mission and play it on, like, the as hard difficulty as you can, just so you can, like, kind of really grind gear. For gear. Yeah. Like, at one point, I got this rocket launcher that, like, rapid shot 10 missiles, you know? And it's the funny thing is, like buildings and stuff, you just shoot them one time with the rocket and they just they're destroyed. And you just do that to, like, kind of, like,
get them out of the way.
Yeah, so you could see the giant ants. It's silly because you're, like, quote, saving the city, but you're fucking leveling it.
There's no penalty for that?
No, they don't care. There's no penalty for killing your squad mates because they just get in the way sometimes. What are you going to do? It's a very pure game, you know? It doesn't have any of that funny. Modern crap. Like,
that's funny.
I guess it's stupid, but I like it. It's amusing. I'll tell you what. I mean, if you really want to shoot things on your Vita, you don't have very many decent options, so
yeah, that's go. True.
I think that's it for me, really.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I played anything this week.
No, you've been working on your magazine thing.
Yes.
All right, then.
So. I am currently, I'm very excited, downloading the demo for Fire Emblem for the 3DS.
Oh, there's a demo out.
Yeah.
I hope that's good.
yes, so, yes, I'm excited.
I'm
still a little apprehensive that it's no longer like the awesome 2D sprites, but we'll see.
I wish you could see what I'm doing. All right. Okay.
Wait, is there something else we play?
My super awesome copy of Ni No Kuni should be coming in next week.
I'm going to play that demo. You know, I finally figured out every time I try to download something on my PS3, it's always failed. I think it's because it's like getting disconnected from the PlayStation Store as it's downloading because they're like 12 gig downloads for these games.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not downloading.
I want to try the demo for DMC because apparently that's good.
Yeah. I didn't even realize there was a demo, too, so you're right.
All right, what's the releases, then, that you don't
DMC,
have
DMC, Devil May Cry.
Oh, you do have them up.
I do. Fuck you.
Yeah, so that's the big one, so that's exciting. Yeah.
Apparently, this is weird, on GameSpot, it got an 8 on the Xbox and a 7.5 on the PlayStation.
Interesting.
Wonder why. Anyway, Crusader Kings 2, The Republic for PC, new Borderlands 2 DLC, Sir Hammerlock's Big Game Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it's not as good.
Yeah, me too.
That's it.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Explaining Barrel podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also follow us at Twitter at twitter.com/explainingbarrel and at Facebook at facebook.com/explainingbarrel. Was there anything from the Google community this week?
Oh, shit. That's what we're forgetting to do. I asked a question. Let's see what everyone said.
And don't forget to go back there and see what our new question is, whatever it is.
Yeah, and maybe we won't forget it next time.
Yeah. Don't forget to also go to the iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. And all that good stuff. All right, AJ. I was trying to buy you time.
I asked them about all these random game consoles that got announced at CES, what they all thought.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the consensus is between Pete Davidson, Mohamed Al-Harais, and Jeff Parsons was like, who are these four? Like, it's like some guy was like, that'd be neat if we could do this. But then, like, some other guy was like, you're right. Let's manufacture it at the cost of millions and sell these to people.
Yeah, it's weird because there is so much. I don't understand why there's so much enthusiasm for these things.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Like, the Razer tablet's kind of cool, and Muhammad was saying this as well, because it's looks like a Windows 8 tablet, but it's a gaming PC.
Right.
Like, Civ 5 on that?
Yeah, that's fine. I kind of get that.
Plug that into your television to use as a Steam box or take it on the go?
Fine. Sims 5? Or Civ 5. That makes
Civ
more 5, sense.
Yeah. But, like Pete says, who wants to play Android games on their TV so bad?
I know.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, if I had an Ouya coming, I'd put an N64 emulator on and play Mario.
Yeah, pretty much.
That'd be the only thing I did. So, yeah, that was the question. That's what they said.
All
also, Zach Egolf is starting Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, Chapter 1 of the Hoops Barkley Saga.
I love that game. This game's hilarious. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. You'll see us next time right here on the Explain Barrel podcast. Bye.
Bye. Oh, God.
So people are not impressed with this. AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast,
not only will you get a free audiobook, but a one-month free trial to Audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself.